Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
We have another heartbreaking loss from Hollywood. We have lost iconic heavy metal icon Ozzy Osbourne. He is dead at the age of 76. We got a statement from his family yesterday saying, "It is with more sadness than mere words can convey that we have to report that our beloved Ozzy Osbourne has passed away this morning. We don't know if it was from his Parkinson's. My mom is trying to start a rumor on the internet that it was his choice. We don't know. We just know that he's gone and passed, and people are already speaking out about their experiences with him and how much they're going to miss him. Sabbath guitarist Tony Iommi said he's heartbroken, adding, "There won't ever be another like him." Bassist Geezer Butler said, "So glad we got to do it one last time because of that farewell concert that they did in his hometown of Birmingham, England." And drummer Bill Ward said, "You're in my heart forever." I know so many people are going to miss him, but he'd been suffering for a long time, especially the last 5 years. Some interviews had come out where just the last couple of years had been especially difficult for him. So I'm glad he got to do one final farewell concert before he went out with a bang.
The resurgence of Ozzy and the family is really pretty interesting also, because I mean, this is a dude that was crushing it in like the 70s and 80s. They call him the godfather of heavy metal. Then he just kind of went away. And the fact that that reality TV show, was it VH1 or MTV?
MTV.
MTV. Really sort of giving him another surge of celebrity, and to get a peek into their homes. Was that the first reality TV show in which we did that?
It was one of the first, yeah.
Yeah, man.
That and like The Newlyweds with Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey.
It was around the same time.
I mean, The Real World, I feel like, was one of like the first real reality TV shows. So MTV was on the forefront of that. But the Osbournes, as far as like a family, absolutely.
Yeah.
He was so punk rock. I mean, there's an interview clip I'm about to play for you where he was talking to David Letterman. And I feel like this is just a part of his lore where he explained why he bit the head off of a bat?
What actually happened was I get a lot of weird people at my concerts. Like, you know, it's kind of rock and roll, you know. And somebody threw a bat on stage, and I thought it was one of these toy bats. So I picked it up, bite the thing's head off, and suddenly everybody's freaking out because it's a real bat. Because, like, on the stage set, like, the bat goes, like, asleep when the lights go on it.
So. Uh-huh. So it was, for all practical purposes, a toy bat.
Yeah, but I can assure you the rabies shots that I went through afterwards aren't fun.
No, they're painful, I understand.
Very painful.
Now, did you know immediately, not having bitten into...
Well, I've eaten some pretty rough chicken on the road, you know.
Now, but there are other accounts where you've bit the head off a, was it a pigeon?
Well, it's my hobby, you know.
We all need special interests, and for him, it was just biting the heads off of animals, apparently.
Yeah, he was one of a kind, and those days are over, man. I mean, that was true rock and roll back in the day. You're going to get canceled immediately if you tried 3/4 of the things he did. Mm-hmm. You're canceled immediately.
Rest in peace, Ozzy Osbourne. You were an absolute legend.
The Bird Show.
She is a first-year pre-K teacher of deaf and hard-of-hearing children, and she needs our help clearing her wish list.
Teachers, need help with your classroom needs?
Let the Bird Show fam help clear your wish list.
As we've told you guys for years now, teachers are the ones that are paying for their school supplies, man. You walk into that classroom, see the decorations up, that's being paid for by teachers, right? We've also heard over the years, in a lot of cases, they pay for lunches and snacks for their students also. So we kind of hope that you guys can help out when we have a teacher that would love to get her wish list cleared. And in this case, it is Jordan Duff, and she teaches at Minor Elementary School in Lilburn.
Hi, Bert Show. My name is Jordan, and I'm a first-year teacher at Minor Elementary School in Gwinnett County. I teach pre-K, but not just any old pre-K. I teach pre-K for the deaf and hard of hearing. A few years ago, I dropped out of college, and I had two most beautiful children. And then shortly after I had my second child, I realized that I wanted to go back to school. And that was in 2020, and now we all know what happened then. So I didn't let that stop me. I persevered. I pushed through all the way through my bachelor's and my master's. And now here I am teaching for the first time to deaf and hard of hearing students. I've always had a passion for sign language and the deaf culture. And so I'm excited to step into this position and be that language model for my students, giving them sign language and also giving their parents sign language. What most people don't know is about 95 to 98% of deaf children are born to hearing parents. So a lot of these students live in isolation or what we call language deprivation. And so to be able to be that model, not just for the student, but for the parent, so that they can give their child a rich and accessible language is everything to me. And I'm excited for this wish list because it helps me support my students in every way. I have a calm corner to support my students' emotional needs. I have sign language art, deaf cultural books for my students that teach them about themselves and their cochlear implants. I have sign language magnets, fidget toys, and sensory items. And then even down to the things that most people wouldn't think you could use in a classroom for learning, like plastic cups and cheap paper plates that you can rub together to make music. Old school Polaroid camera so I can take a picture of the students doing an activity so that way they can go back to the reading nook and look at those photos again. And I'm just so excited to be the teacher that I've dreamt of being these past 5 years of getting through school and being a single mom of two. I have been truly blessed, and I'm blessed to be able to have this opportunity by you all, the Bert Show. I've listened to you guys for so many years. My mom made sure I mentioned that she's been listening to you guys for over 20 years, and I'm just thankful to be able to have this platform with you all and such an amazing time in my life. So thank you again, Bert Show.
I know that there are teachers listening that have been teaching for 15 years going, I remember when I sounded like that.
Full of hope and life.
So excited.
And those first year teachers. So I'm checking out her wish list right now, right? And it's lengthy because she's a first year teacher. So she doesn't have stuff that she can, you know, that she can utilize from the years before. But I'm like, there's always something that sticks out to me. And like, I can imagine, I can already see how she's putting together like this calming nook area. And like, there's throw pillows that say all are, and then written out with the hand signs and ASL, welcome in this classroom. Aww. Her clock on the wall is in ASL. So all the numbers are in the hand gestures. she's going to be a phenomenal teacher.
She's going to be great.
We need to help her out.
Yeah. So you guys are probably heading on over to Starbucks or whatever this morning. You're going to spend $12, right? How about in addition to that, just spending $9 or $8? Here's an item for $7 right here on her list.
A bucket for $8.11.
I mean, it's going to change.
This cat and mouse parachute is bringing back a whole lot of memories.
Dude, parachute day in gym was
yes,
the best.
It was awesome,
I remember
man.
That.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. So can you help her out? Again, she is a first-year pre-K teacher. We're hoping you go right to the website and you can take off one or two items. And by tomorrow morning, we will have this wish list completely cleared. Go to thebertshow.com.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
He was a filthy peasant with magic hands, hypnotized royalty, wouldn't die no matter how many times they tried, and somehow became the most powerful man in Russia. And after he finally died, the only thing he left behind was something in a jar you are not ready for. This is the absolutely unhinged story of Rasputin.
Hear ye, hear ye. Come forth, all Instagram baddies and crypto bros, for the most salacious gossip in the whole village.
Abby's done the work to bring you
the old gossip.
Ah, Rasputin, the man who looked like a haunted scarecrow, smelled like soup left in a hot car, and somehow had the entire Russian royal family in a chokehold. This man was the equivalent of a guy you match with on Hinge who just lists entrepreneur on their profile. Ugh. You know he's unemployed, but he's really good at hiding it. He wasn't a doctor, he wasn't a priest, but he could heal with the quote-unquote power of prayer and magnetic hands, which is also how every creepy guy on a wellness retreat tries you to get you to take your top off. So we're in Russia. It's the 1900s when everybody is cold, sad, and probably bleeding from somewhere. Romanovs are ruling the country like it's a game of Monopoly. They're losing, but refuse to quit. And little Prince Alexei has hemophilia, which means if he so much as bumps into a throw pillow, his insides turn into a slip and slide. Enter Rasputin, a man who looks like he got kicked out of a meth lab for being too weird. He walks in like, I got this, says a few weird prayers, stares at the kid for 14 hours, probably hums in Latin, and the kid feels better. And now the Tsarina is like, oh my God, the swamp wizard is an angel. So she invites him back. Over and over and over. And now this dude is eating borscht in the kitchen, whispering policy advice like, maybe send all the soldiers to die in war. He had no qualifications.
If Rasputin existed today, he'd have a podcast called Vibes and Healing and sell mushroom jerky on Instagram. He'd be like, I'm not a guru, I'm a guide. And also, I am your wife's new boyfriend. Now, here's where it gets good. Everyone in Russia hates him. Nobles, generals, peasants. Everyone is like, why is this oily drifter running the country? He's like if David Blaine and a raccoon had a baby and then that baby refused to leave the group chat. So they decide to kill him. But Rasputin, being Rasputin, does not die like a normal person. He dies like he's auditioning for a reboot of The Exorcist. First, they poison him. Nothing. He just burps and asks for dessert. So they shoot him. Nothing. He gets up. They shoot him again. He's still moving.
What?
They finally shoot him a third time, and he is still crawling across the floor like he's in a telenovela named Mi Amore, My Murderer. So they're like, okay, plan B. We got to drown him. And that finally works. Probably. Maybe. We don't know. He probably just went back to his home planet. And just when you think it's over, history decides to throw us a funny little curveball because they're like, but wait! Did you know he had a giant penis?
What?
I swear to God. They say it like it was, they say it was 13 inches and then they preserved it in a jar.
What?
A jar! It's like some kind of haunted sausage, apparently. It's in a museum somewhere, just floating and judging you.
No, it's not. Is it?
Allegedly.
It's not in a jar. It's in a storage container.
So, in summation, this man had no job, no plan. He was deeply unwashed, may or may not have had healing powers, survived 3 murder attempts, and allegedly had a foot-long dong. Basically, he was the original Florida man. So the moral of the story is, confidence is everything. If you believe in yourself and have terrifying eyes, weird hands, and the energy of someone who eats raw meat in the woods, you too can sleep with royalty and get murdered like it's a Marvel origin story.
Well, I think we figured out why you have so much confidence. Or why you
have it. He had BDE.
The Burt Show.
Kristen is freaking out! And some of you guys can help her out.
All right, my fellow parents, my fellow teachers. I know it seems crazy that we're already talking back to school, but August 4th for public schools, we are going back. That's nice. When Jimmy goes back. So we're already in like the throes of making sure we're gathering all our stuff. We have all of our schedules down pat. And last night, my husband watched like the anxiety take over my body because Jimmy is entering pre-K, right? We've done our little private school, which has been fantastic. But now it is time for pre-K. I know it's not kindergarten, but it's still pre-K and it's still a big deal. And we got into the lottery and he's going to be changing schools and going to like a real elementary school for pre-K.
Did he sign that NIL deal?
Yeah. And like we went and we toured it and we met teacher and like you're walking through the halls and you're like, this is like a real school with like a real cafeteria. Aww. Like these are like real hallways and like, and it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. So I'm sitting here trying to make sure I have, and I'm all about being prepared ahead of time, especially when I get fixated on something. And I am fixated on this because I want this to be a success for Jimmy, right? I know he's excited because we have neighbors that are at this school, so he's got friends there. I feel like the transition is going to be seamless for him. Me, not so much. And I've been trying to nail down details, and I feel like I am just so, I'm so lost as a parent and making sure that we have everything we need and we know everything going into the school year. And I get it. I get it. We're still like, you know, a week and a half out, which doesn't, now that's actually freaking me out more that I just looked at the calendar because I felt like I had more time. Bart's like, we got plenty of time. And I'm like, we do not have plenty of time. So my questions are this. Do we need to download the Infinite Campus app? Like, is that necessary?
What
about the Here Comes the Bus app? What about the Hub app? What about the Remind app? Do I still have to have the pickup that my school, like if I'm doing carpool, do the Pick Up My Kid app, I need to keep that one. So then I don't need the bus app, right? And then I've signed up for the newsletters, but I see all of the school supplies that the kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, and fifth graders need, but I don't see anything for the pre-K. So did the pre-K have to bring school supplies or no? I did find one page where it says, you know, a couple of things that they need to bring. Are they going to send an email about that or is that going to be in my Remind app? I don't know.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You got me all stressed out.
Why are there 10 apps? I was just talking to the other moms about this. I don't know what they do.
There are apps for your kids to go to school?
I have 4 apps.
Yes.
You have 4 apps.
For what?
Okay, so look. So you have an app where it has all information on it, apparently. However, it's rated so low, so I don't understand. Then you have the Here Comes the Bus app, so you can track the bus, so you know all the bus routes when they're picking up your kid if you do the bus route. If you don't do the bus route, then you have the Pick Up My Kid app, and that's for carpool.
You literally have to scan them out.
Mm-hmm.
You have they now have digital QR codes or something on the cars or on the app, and you have to, which I like for safety, but I remember standing on the corner in the dark at 6:45 a.m. by myself waiting for a random man to pick me up on the bus. Now it's insane.
Now, and then there's the Hub app, and the Hub app is for the PTO, and this is where it lets you know about spirit wear or if there's any, you go to Papa John's is doing a fundraiser for the elementary school, so all those dates are on there. So that's the Hub app. Then you have the Remind app, and that's so you can have communication. It's like a WhatsApp, but for the school, so you can have communication with the administration and the teachers. Then there's also Class Dojo. I don't know if I need to download that app, but that's just for your teacher in the classroom if you choose to do that. And then I'm looking at the calendar, and there's these dates. It's so cute. So there's the Friday before school starts. They have where you can come. It's a celebration of learning. So you go and you can see the school. You meet the teacher, all that stuff. And then they have popsicles on the playground. And then on Monday when school starts, after you drop your kid off, they have coffee and Kleenex. That way you can go to the auditorium and cry.
Oh, come on. Really? You're playing for that.
Wait,
now.
That's really that's sweet. Funny. That's coffee funny. And Kleenex. So as soon as you drop your kid off, you
idea.
Can go in there and you can
it's
cry.
It's really a great idea.
Parent. Are you crying over your kid going to school or all these apps?
But here's the thing. I found all of this because I went to the website and I went to the calendar and I did all that. But I'm wondering, and I signed up for the newsletter. I'm like, should I be getting emails? Do we have all the paperwork filled out that we need? It's just so much.
1-855-BIRCHO, the first two calls that came in. I love these two because they're polar opposite.
Yeah.
Hey, Jen, good morning. You are on the Birch Show.
Hey, so I'm like Kristen. I'm sure she's super involved, loves to volunteer, loves to do all the things. I would just say go ahead and download all the apps, create accounts, get yourself a password manager. So you know all the passwords, because there is nothing worse than getting to the school and they tell you, hey, do you have the app? And then you have to sit there and download the app, create an account, just get it out the way.
Got it.
So you're saying download them all in advance. And are you also saying that she will need all of them?
Well, I mean, I have needed every single app that we have. Yeah. Yeah, I've needed them all.
And then I forgot about one. There's also the My After School Program app for the after school programs, which are done by third-party vendors, not through the school. So you have to download that one if you want your kid to do any after school programs.
Okay, polar opposite opinion, which is don't download any of them yet. Hey, Paula.
Hey, so yes, I just graduated a child. Pre-K is a little different. Mm-hmm. It is run by the schools, but it's a little different. So my suggestion... Wait, they have a sneak a peek day where you can go in and you meet the teacher and you get your child. Wait until that day. Don't go crazy on the list. If you're going to take the bus, then yes, the bus app, because you can see it. But the other apps may not apply to him until he goes to kindergarten, because they're a little different.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. I would also suggest when you go in, ask the teacher what she really needs. The list. They're going to get thousands of pencils, thousands of crayons, and they generally pull them into a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
But I always went in and said, what are the items you don't get that you always need? Because they're the ones, again, that they really need that they're going to end up having to put out of pocket, because pencils are inexpensive and supplies aren't good. So I always ask, what are the items that you really need for the classroom that you generally don't get? And then after that day, purchase them. I don't know that he's going to qualify for the after-school program.
I don't think he does.
That's a question to ask. Right, so don't download the app yet. You've got 12 years after this to do that.
And I'm recognizing, too, and thank you so much, Paula. I appreciate it, because my husband called me out on this, and, you know, it's my husband, so I'm not going to listen to him, but I'll listen to Paula, who I've never met before, that just to ease my anxiety that I need to calm down, because I like to get things off my mental plate. I like to get them off the to-do list, so I want to get the school supplies done. I want to do all that stuff, but what I am realizing now is that because pre-K is its own entity. It is different from the K through five. So I just have to be, I have to be patient.
Hey, Caesar.
It's so hard to be patient. I'm trying to teach my kid to be patient. And I can't even be patient myself.
Hey, Caesar. Good morning.
Hey, so using your overstressing, so our son also starts school on Monday, on that Monday.
Yeah.
He is a nine-year-old. And my wife then has her scheduled C-section for that next day on Tuesday.
No. So you have...
I don't want him to miss any days.
Oh, man. So you're literally taking, like, your kid's first day of school, then the very next day you're popping out a kid?
It's your first, your kid's first day of life.
Right. Is there an app for that?
What do we need to download?
I will say, having put a kid through pre-K, already that we didn't have as many apps. We only had one, but I feel like the teachers and the staff expect parents to get stuff wrong. And I don't mean that in like a rude, mean way, like parents are stupid.
Like you're an idiot.
You're so new to it.
Yeah.
And so I think they have so much grace. I mean, we messed up supplies and fixed it. So for me, like, okay, my kid's going to kindergarten for the first time, but I'm not stressing. I'll take what I can from the apps. And I know that they expect and they've built in for error.
No, so this is me. This is how crazy I am, and I acknowledge it. I've already been checking out the maps online of the campus and what the carpool line is like, and I actually want to go and do a drive, like a drive-through of the carpool line because I don't want to screw it up. Because I have a hard enough time going to places. Like, if I don't know it and I don't know the parking line, it gives me, like, this is my anxiety screaming right now. This is me on meds, too, by the way.
That should terrify.
So, no, I was on the school's website looking at a map of the campus, looking at the route of the carpool, and I'm like, well, I can't take a left. I have to take a right, which means I have to come this way from my house. So that means I can't go to the gym at this time. I have to go at the gym so I can take my right to get into...
Wow.
My kid
you
is...
gotta breathe.
My kid is screwed!
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, in just a couple of seconds, we're going to get Beth on the phone here, who says that she needs a karma cleanse. If anybody needs a karma cleanse, it's Cassie.
Yeah.
But she feels like she's in the same category, so let's see what her game plan is in just a second. Hey, I wanted to address one thing really, really quickly. And I addressed it before it even came out. And I'm starting to get a lot of DMs now about the bonus content that we put out on Monday. And I warned you guys that I got very heated about a topic that I brought to the table. And at the time, I didn't understand why internally, why I was so upset about this one topic, which is competitive sex is really what they're calling it now. And I brought it to the table, and Cassie and I had a heated, more heated on my end than it was Cassie's end, for sure. Heated debate where we both took kind of different sides on the whole thing. And the thing that I'm not proud of, and I said this also the other day, is I agree. I have a reason for why I backed my side of this debate. And I'm not backing down from that. The thing that I am upset about is that I lost my cool during the debate, you know, and here I have been saying now years and years and years that when people are trying to talk about very significant things that are going on in their world, you got one set of people that aren't listening anymore, man. It's your way or no way, and you are debating to win, or and you're not listening to the other person. So the DMs that I got, either supporting or not supporting, are inconsequential. Some of them were quite insulting, actually. There was one that said, clearly, here is another example of how you don't like Cassie. That is not the case at all.
I would argue the opposite, actually. I think that when you're very comfortable with someone, you feel like you can be your more authentic self. I take it as a compliment.
Yeah, when I got heated, it had nothing to do with Cassie whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It had to do with everything with my own background, which I explain in a second part of the bonus that I think we added this week also, Cass?
Yes.
All right, which we talked about on the air, but it explained why I lost my S during that whole thing. And I felt really, really bad about it. And thankfully, I had a therapy session that was all lined up that day anyway. So don't get it all twisted. I am not changing my position. I feel strongly about this for obvious reasons. What I wanted to make clear was that that is not the way to have a debate or a discussion about something that you don't agree with somebody on.
And you, we didn't have to post it. Like you
I had thoughts about it. Yeah, like, I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, I lost it.
That's what I'm saying. We didn't have to post it, but we did. And it would have been different if you would have been indignant. And like, you know, when Cassie called you out for like low key coming after her, and then you stopped and you recognized, oh my God, I'm attacking her and I need to back down. And then you apologized and you recognized that. Like this would be a completely different story if you didn't take accountability and you didn't apologize. You didn't recognize, oh, I'm like, this is not who I want to be. This is not who I want to communicate. Like, you got heated, you made a mistake, you owned up to it, and you learn and you move on.
You apologized so profusely. And honestly, like, I don't even think it was worth an apology. Just so like, oh, okay, yeah, let's reframe how we're talking about it. Like,
it's just not the way that I choose to talk to anybody that I respect, even people I don't respect. I don't want to talk to them like that. So again, I apologize, and don't get it twisted. I love Cassie. I really do. She and I are very, very different when it comes to a lot of political issues and a lot of social issues also. That doesn't mean I don't like... Here's part of the problem with the country right now is, and I've said this before, and it was such a great observation that somebody else made that I have stolen, is back in the day, you used to be able to debate somebody and then go your separate ways and go, I still love that person, we just don't agree. Now you don't agree and then you hate. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't have that person in your life anymore because their opinion makes a statement about you if they're in your circle. And I don't believe that at all.
And I think, too, you know, I think that conversation illustrated perfectly how different perspectives, like from childhood onward throughout your life, develop how you view things as a human being. You have a very unique perspective based on your childhood and your dad that you went into that I don't have. And that's why we see it differently. And I don't think it means either of us is right or wrong. It's just different, and that's cool. And I actually value the fact that I've heard your perspective, because I would have never known, looking at it through that lens, had we not had that conversation.
Thank you. And thank you for giving me that big old hug after I like
that. I love you, man.
I love you too. Where can people find the bonus?
They can go to theburtshow.com to sign up for bonus BS.
All right. Beth here thinks that she needs a karma cleanse, and she got an idea. Hey, Beth.
Hey there. Thank you so much.
Okay, what's going wrong? Why do you feel like you need a karma cleanse?
Well, life has just been kind of beating me down lately. And I think like a karma cleanse is going to be the reset that I need. Just like start with a fresh blank page in front of me.
Okay, what's been going wrong?
Oh, I mean, where do I start? I am chronically single. My last date, Venmo requested $4 for the one taco I ate.
No way.
Not the singular taco.
That is classy.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Are you serious?
Thank God you didn't get extra meat.
Was it crunchy or soft?
Crunchy. Maybe that offended him. I don't know. I had three car accidents, fender benders, but still, in the last 6 months, three. And, my phone fell in the toilet twice.
Oh, that is the worst.
It's such a, like, you can't, there's not enough disinfectant in the world.
Nope.
It's like slow motion. I had one fall out of my pocket and it landed on the toilet seat and it just spun and I was like, no. And it splash fell in.
Okay.
Well, the second time mine fell in, it wasn't even my toilet.
Oh, God. I'm still going in. I'm still going in.
Even if it ain't your toilet.
It would take a porta potty.
Ain't no way.
Man, I'm losing a phone.
if you try to dive into a porta potty, we're losing you.
I'm not even putting my hand in there. Is what I'm
those
saying,
things
right?
are deep. Send like scuba divers search and rescue.
Ain't no way.
All right, so these are adding up. What else?
I got selected for jury duty.
Oh, congrats.
Well, it depends on the case. Sometimes it's fun to sit in on
this
those.
This is your duty as an American. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling that. And, I guess the topper is a bird pooped on me.
That's good luck, ain't it?
It's supposed to be. That's what people say to make themselves feel better.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's Germ City. Isn't there some kind of bird poop going around? Anyways, it happened inside.
Indoors?
A bird pooped on you inside?
Yeah, I was in the Home Depot Garden Center.
Oh, yeah, that can't be good luck.
Out of all the ones, a bird finding you when you are inside.
That is bad.
That is, yeah, the universe is out for you. I understand why you want the karma cleanse.
All right, so what is your idea to go ahead and cleanse your karma?
Well, I've been forced to do some reflecting, and there are three people that I would like to publicly apologize to that I just I realized I've wronged them in the past.
Okay.
All right. So you feel like by coming clean on the air, taking ownership, accountability, responsibility, all those fun words, coming clean on the air, this will be your karma cleanse and birds will stop pooping on you.
Inside.
Yeah.
That is the hope. Yes, that's my hope.
Okay. All right. So the idea here, once again, would be to what? To totally cleanse yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that's why they call it coming clean, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So the idea would be to read or write a letter to those in your past.
Yeah, exactly.
Both?
On air for everyone to hear.
Okay, sure. I think we got to do this, though. If you're going to do it on the show, then I think you have to agree also to send them your words in an email because they may or may not hear it. Yeah, you're putting it into the universe, but you know what will really get your results is if they see it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can agree to that, then I think we go for it.
Oh, I mean, that's fair.
If
you're going in, let's go in.
You are a dirty, dirty girl right now. You want to get clean, yes or no?
I know. I do. I do. I wasn't expecting you to hold me that accountable, but that's real. So, okay.
Okay. So you read the letter, and then you send the letter to the person that you're trying to get the karma cleanse from.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go. Let's go. You got the first one ready to go?
I do. Yeah, I have one to my college roommate, Jess.
Okay. All right, before you read the letter, can you give us just a quick reason why you wrote this one specifically for Jess?
It's about her cat. Junior year of college, Jess, my roommate, went home for a long weekend and I was going to watch her cat, Mr. Pickles, and like I helped with him some, so no big deal. But I threw a party that weekend and left the patio door open.
I know. So Mr. Pickles was out the door.
I'm out.
And you never found Pickles again?
Well, like I said, this is a cleanse. I didn't behave well. I didn't call Jess because I was like, he'll get hungry, right? And I didn't even really look for him because he'll get hungry, right? And I was kind of panicking, and then Jess gets back, and I told her Mr. Pickles must have slipped out when Jess, the roommate's boyfriend, came over to grab his laptop.
Oh, so you put it on the boyfriend.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did. And Jess and I, like, were hanging up missing posters, Kat's picture, and I was fully seeming to be heartbroken. And then, you know, because I blamed Jess's boyfriend, when Mr. Pickles didn't turn up, the roommate just broke up with him.
Damn.
Oh,
so not only did you lose Jess's cat, but you caused her to end the relationship by blaming her boyfriend for said lost cat.
I mean, I there's no justification, I know that, but I really did, in my dumb college brain, think that I've never had a cat growing up. I thought he'd get hungry and come back. I mean, it was dumb, but that's why I need the cleanse, right?
Well, since we're talking about karma, I can tell you what happened. Mr. Pickles passed away and came back as a bird in Home Depot.
Reincarnated makes
sense. As a pooping inside bird.
I mean, the bird did have similar coloring to Mr. Pickles.
All right.
So let's read this email. What do you got?
Okay. Fully ready to be judged. All right. Dear Jess, there's something I've been holding on to, and it's time that I finally come clean. You deserve the truth, even if it's way overdue and painful to admit. This is about Mr. Pickles. Junior year, you went home for that long weekend, and you asked me to watch him. And you trusted me with Mr. Pickles, and I messed up badly. I threw a party that weekend, and it got crowded, and I got distracted, and the patio door was left open, and Mr. Pickles must have slipped out. And instead of taking responsibility, I told you Mr. Pickles must have gotten out when your boyfriend came over to grab his laptop. I let you blame him. I let you break up with him over it. I know how much you loved Mr. Pickles. He was your baby. And I failed him, and I failed you. And to make matters even worse, I ruined your relationship. I can't undo what I did, and I don't expect forgiveness, but I needed you to finally know the truth. I've carried this guilt with me for years, and I've never stopped thinking about that weekend and how one really, really bad choice spiraled into something completely awful. I'm so sorry, Jess, for losing your cat, for lying to your face, and for letting someone else take the fall. You did not deserve that, and neither did Mr. Pickles. Sincerely, Beth.
I did not see the Mr. Pickles incident end up in tears.
I
did not, but this guilt that you've been holding on to all these years. In this case, I'm really hoping she hears this more than us having to find her email and you sending it, because she'll realize how serious you are about it, you know?
I mean, I want to change.
Okay. Well,
start somewhere.
So Tommy's going to try to find, you're going to give Tommy the information of the people that you're writing letters to. He's going to try to find their emails, and we'll post we will put in your letter, and we'll also put in a link to this on the podcast. That way she can hear the sincerity. Because I agree with Bert. It's one thing to read it. It's another thing to hear it. And she can hear the sincerity in your voice. Now, Abby, as the resident cat lady, mm-hmm. are you forgiving Beth?
On behalf of cat moms everywhere, we're thinking about it.
That's all you can ask.
We're going to meow about it.
That's all you can ask.
All right, Beth. So that's going to be letter one. Tommy will find the email address and we will send it out. You have another letter tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Do you want to tell us now what that one is about tomorrow?
Okay. I mean, since I'm coming clean, I have to apologize to my former coworker for destroying her designer purse. And it wasn't exactly an accident.
Okay. All right. We got a week ahead of us.
Hey, but at least it's an inanimate object this time.
Right. Yeah.
It's not alive.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
You got that going.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, Beth.
I can't thank you enough for giving me this opportunity. Thank you.
All right. We will get this rectified. Mr. Pickles will, his death will not. We'll be, what's the word I'm looking for?
We have to avenge Mr. Pickles.
Mr. Pickles.
What kind of landing was that?
We will avenge Mr. Pickles.
He face-planted.
The Bert Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.